for the players.
I'm Ryan Betson.
I'm Max Cooper.
And this is For The Players, the pop culturist PlayStation podcast. Over 40 years of playing PlayStation and 10 plus years in our games media combined, I'd like to thank you for joining us in this PlayStation conversation.
This PlayStation conversation happens every Monday morning at 8 a.m. on podcast services, including Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and 9 a.m. on those YouTubes. If you'd like to take part in future conversations with us, you can. Come and check out our socials, Facebook, Discord, Instagram, and X. All of those links can be found in the description below.
If you want to join the conversation as it happens, head over to twitch.tv/thepopculturist, where you can watch us record this show live, where you can jump in the chat and become part of the show. If you want to support the show, you can. Tell your friends, tell your family about this PlayStation pod. If you are listening to us on podcast services, be sure to give us a 5-star rating and a written review. If you can watch us on YouTube, be sure to like, subscribe, leave a comment below. I endeavor to answer every single comment. And if you want to support us financially, you can at patreon.com/thepopculturist, as well as our merchandise store, popculturist.com/shop, where you can buy shirts and other assorted shit with our logos on it. Man, it has been a day. It has been a fucking day, and it's a whole thing. I'm going to have the I'm an old man now rant. So I've not slept a whole lot because, the suburb that I live in Geelong is lovely. It's an older community. So like apart from living on a main road, you get a lot of road traffic noise, but 9 times out of 10 max, it's pretty fucking dead. You lived on the longer version of this road. What was your experience like?
Yeah, it was fun.
It was.
I lived on the rich side of the road.
Yeah. So you lived on like the quiet, like it was even quieter again, right? Last night, I have lived here for near on 3 years at this point. It feels like near on 3 years. Yes. No.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pushing. Yeah, it's pushing 3 years. Last night was the first time that I have ever had such disruptive neighbors. Even us, like even me, when we get rowdy, like the nature of my courtyard and because the houses are so far away from each other, you really don't hear anything. Like there's been times where I felt that we have been excessively rowdy. So I go to my neighbor who I know personally and I was like, hey, like hopefully we weren't too loud. She's like, I had no idea you were even home. I'm like, good, beautiful. Last night there was a party. There was a little party across the road. It was loud, but it was fine. It died off about, 11 o'clock. I'm like, cool. Shout out. We don't get a lot of noise here. That's lovely. However, this way, behind me, it sounded like there was a fucking concert in someone's house because the bass made my bedroom windows rattle. I'm lying there going, what the hell is that noise? And it's my window's gone. Bum, bum, bum. Furious. So that kept going. Like, I felt like that they were at least somewhat self-aware enough that, oh, it's probably a little too loud. So they would bump it down, like, 5 decibels, like, every half an hour. But, like, not enough to actively change anything. Until, like, 1 o'clock when it finally shut off. And by this point, I am so fucking stimulated and angry that I'm not asleep and my son is thankfully my son, it was unconscious and missed all of it. I'm like, just trying to settle, just trying to like fucking, and I couldn't get comfy in my body, in my bed. Everything felt super weird and I was, and then I fell asleep eventually. I had to like work around a way to like distribute stimulus and like, I'm like, okay, cool. All right, sleep. Then I woke up before
My neighbors are pretty rowdy.
Yeah?
But I just do the crotchety old man thing. I go knock on their door and be like, oh, you turn the fuck down.
Yeah, if I knew where this was coming from...
Or my wife will come over here and turn your power box off.
But yeah, we know how. So then I wake up at 4 a.m. by a fucking cat meowing to go whiz or whatever. I'm like, all right, cool. Fine, you go out. And then I go back to bed. Then I get woken up at 6 o'clock by James going, hey, Daddy, you awake? I am now, I guess. What do you want? What? He's like, I'm bored. I'm like, why don't you? I don't know, because go play Switch. Go play Cuphead. He's like, oh, okay. Go play Cuphead. Hey, Daddy, from the other room. Yes, buddy. Where's Charlie? Like, on the bed with me. That's the cat, by the way. It's my partner's cat, who just lives here most of the time now.
He's so not... Charlie's not the strange middle-aged man who sleeps with you at night?
No, no, yeah. What is it from Always Sunny? The old black man who sleeps at the bottom of her bed? You should watch Always Sunny now that you've finished Charmed, by the way. I think you'll really dig it.
No, I've started on the Brady Bunch.
Alright, we'll get back to that. Yeah, and then and I'm like, where's Charlie? At the end of the bed. Can you bring him in here? I'm like, fuck. Alright, so I pick the cat up, put the cat in there, go back to sleep for about 10 minutes. Daddy? Yeah, what? I'm bored. What do you mean you're bored? Because I think I've had enough screen time. I'm like, you have never said that to me in your entire life. So why now, it's 6:30 in the morning on a Sunday, are you suddenly caring about screen time? Because I want to go outside. I want to kick the soccer ball around. I'm like, it's 6:30. It is 5 degrees outside. No. He's okay. What do I do? Like, I don't know. Like, you watch YouTube, watch TV, run around, do whatever you want. Just give me fucking 20 minutes. He then proceeds to come in and just put his cold ass hands on my face. And I'm like, bud, what are you doing? It's freezing. He's like, yeah, it's cold, isn't it? I'm like, oh, you son of a bitch. And then he's just like, well, can I tickle you? I'm like, no, I'm trying to sleep. And it's cold. And he goes, oh, this cold? Psst. I'm like, all right, let's just get up. Let's get up. We'll do whatever the fuck. Let's get up. And then my day. So that was my morning so far. I'm very tired. And I did, so I had to medicate to do this episode after last week being spacey as hell. So I had to do it this week. Otherwise, I would have died. And the reason I express that now in what feels like a way longer chat than I intended to, it's because I may just crash at any point.
Yeah, I'm still recovering from having to work yesterday. So... I stayed up late Friday night playing games because, you know, I wanted to, because, you know, it's the only time I have a game at night. That's what I do. And then I'm like, Ali's like, don't you have to like get up at 6 o'clock in the morning for work? I'm like, yeah, but I only normally sleep like 4 or 5 hours a day anyway. So as long as I'm in bed by one, we should be Gucci, right? Ali's like, yeah, it seems to make sense.
It's your logic, I guess.
So at about 1 o'clock, I turn everything off and go to bed. I'm like, I'm not ready to sleep yet. I proceed to lie in bed for like an hour. I think Ollie wakes up, has a bottle beside me. I'm distracting Ollie because Ollie's like, you're not usually in bed when I have a bottle at this hour. What the fuck are you doing here? So that was fun.
Was he like, hey, Dad, let's play. I'm bored.
He did last night. And then, yeah, at 6:30 in the morning, I got up, went to work, got there at 7 o'clock in the morning, finished at 3:45 in the afternoon, came home, and you're like, you want to come do some fucking marshmallows over the fire? I'm like, yes, I do. But I just had a scotch and I have a feeling I'm going to pass the fuck out if I sit down anywhere. And I have a really good, like, I have a really strong reputation and history of falling asleep in front of fires at other people's houses and they just leave me there forever.
So, well, look, knowing that you had that busy day, I was like, look, your kid's going to want to get all up in your business. So how about you bring her over here and let our two kids just run the fuck around and you could just enjoy some fire and relax. And no, if you so happened to fall asleep, wouldn't have cared. I would have woken you up a little bit later and went, hey, you got to take your kid home.
had they got into a bit of trouble on Saturday.
Oh, so. No, what you do?
Well, I'll get to that in the what we've been playing session. Oh. Once you've wrapped your thing, I'll...
Well, yeah, because I'm trying to think, like, what apart from that, how has the week been? Anything of note?
Oh, not really. Everyone's sick. I'm no longer sick, but Ollie's still sick. Ali's sick now. Mm. Hadley's been dodging it. Like, she's the fucking one in the Matrix, but you know, whatever. I don't know how.
It's because she's patient zero. She's inoculated to it because she brought it in.
Normally she's the one who gets the sickest out of all of us. But it's just been a chill week. That I had to work 6 days this week. So I was really shitty. Friday morning I woke up going, I've got 1 hour of work left. And then while I was there at work, I'm like, oh, I'm so keen for the weekend. It's going to be fucking great. And then my boss reminded me that I'm working on Saturday. I'm like,
Hey, but it's for the cash. Dollar bills, y'all. Like, yeah. Like, I'm trying to think what I did this week. I don't think I really did anything. Like, during the week. No, like, yeah, the most exciting thing was, yeah, like, we're now in like, you know, late autumn heading into winter. So I've, yeah, as you mentioned, like be able to have a fire. Like I have a fire pit that I found in the corner of my courtyard under a bush. I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. Rather than having to buy a new one, I'll just use that one. And it does fantastic. So we spent the last two nights just sitting out there enjoying fire. Maybe in three. It's a whole blast. I really enjoy it. It's fun. The idea came sort of from my partner, Phoebe, because she grew up camping. She loves camping. Big fan of camping. Personally, fuck...
camping's alright.
Personally, I'm like, there are things about camping that I love, and I love that you love it, so, like, I'm going to meet you in the middle. And I didn't tell her this, by the way. She's like, oh, we should probably do the fire. And so I'm like, okay. So I did. I made the fire, and then we got marshmallows, and we got hot chockies, and all these little, like, camping experiences, right? Because I'm like, there's no chance. Yeah, yeah. They're like, this is exactly the camping I like. We can chill around the fire. We can talk. It feels like camping, but I can go to my bed. I can pee in a toilet, and I can have a shower. That is what I love.
Hang on. What's wrong with the good old-fashioned bushway?
Well, no. Like, I'll pee on a tree. I don't give a shit about that. But, like, there are things that my brain, now, once again, also from a conversation last week, my very possibly autistic brain, which I have dived into a lot deeper this week, which has been interesting. Like, for me, like, there are things that, like, you're going to have to, it's going to take time. There has to be a transitional window to getting to let's go camping properly. And I'm like, well, this is the start. You love camping. Right. I like fires. I like throwing shit at fires. I like looking at fires. Let's do that. And then, of course, I wasn't meant to have my son this weekend, but he rang me on Saturday morning being like, hey, Daddy, can I come over to your house? Why? He's like, because I want to play on my loft bed and hang out with the cat. I'm like, okay, sure. And then we took advantage of that, and he got to experience his first, like, his kind of first campfire, whatever, whatever. So, which I know, Phoebe had loved, absolutely loved it. Yeah, so apart from that, like, that's kind of just been my week. My week has just been fires, and, like, if I'm being honest, just a lot more of Fallout 76. God damn it. So I guess that comes into what have we been playing. I'm just going to get it out of the way. And actually, maybe Max, maybe you can help me out. Well,
yeah,
I need you to help me.
Not to belittle the fact that you're obsessed with a very old game.
Well, okay, see, this is the thing, right? So this has been the third week, fourth week, minimum, that I have talked about how an unreasonable amount of time I've spent in Fallout 76. So this is where I need your help. You've been doing with this show with me for fucking 3 years, 4 years almost now, right? Minimum.
I can tell you exactly why you like it.
Yeah?
I can tell you exactly why you're playing it.
Why?
Has nothing to do with the game. It's just your social hangout to spend time with your friends.
Damn, it's a good point. But I play it without them.
To do missions. You do play it without them, but it's still one of those things where, because you're just... But even when you're not with them, when you're playing solo, you're doing things that will benefit the group. You still have that group mentality in your mind even when playing solo. Because everything you do is for the benefit of hanging with that group when they come online.
Like, yeah, hey, finding plans, going
fast. I found
this fucking
sweet thing over here, and we can fast travel there now, so you don't have to waste your time dick-arsing around doing something that I want to do. It's convenient. I want to show you this cool thing. It's not going to put you out, because, like, we can just fucking teleport there now. You don't have to spend the 20 minutes walking there. You're not going to get killed on the way. Come check out how cool my shit is. Spoilers, it's not cool most of the time.
Well,
they come back. But that's what it is. It's the same reason why I like games like that. It's purely the social aspect. You could be playing... If you had watched a TV show about pirates, you could have easily been playing Sea of Thieves instead.
That's absolutely true.
The stars aligned with Fallout coming out on whatever the fuck it came out on Prime. Fallout 76 then became free.
I already had it, yeah.
And then all the stars aligned and went, ooh, let's try this.
So in the chat, which once again, if you join us on twitch.tv/popcultures on Sunday nights, so you can join us recording as we record the show, Reverend Puck jumps in and goes, "Hell, I feel attacked." And I think Ivano nailed it, because it's one of those things I have been pondering it over this week. Like, the game is fine. It's fine. Like, I love exploring the world. I'm really enjoying looking at the different biomes and, like, collecting and getting cool loot and stuff. But even then, as you said, like, it is, I'm going to locations so that I can help Craig and Ange fast travel. And then if I'm leveling up, well, what a shame. And then I find some cool stuff that they might like, or we find, you know, like, hey, I found plans for a minigun. Who wants a minigun? Right? And then, you know, I'm on top of that. I've built a theme within my house. Like, it's not a, I'm not role playing like a character, but like I've created an aesthetic within my cabin, of my individual. Have I mentioned this?
No.
All right. So my idea behind the cabin is I've got anything that is Vault-Tec University or Vault-Tec based is what I build my house around. Because I want it to feel like that this guy, this person, you know, they lived before it was shit.
He's a company man.
They went to Vault-Tec. They went to VTU. They're VTU proud. They worked in the Vault-Tec. And, like, they have a love for the life that used to exist. So, like, I have a display case with the Vault, with the Vault 33, the Vault 76 jumpsuits, the party hat you get when you leave the vault, and a mechanic suit. And then in the display case next to it, I've got like a baseball uniform, a home plate, a baseball hat, and a ball, and like a bat on the wall. Like, I'm kind of intentionally making it feel like, you know, that's what he went to VTU for. And in the corner of the other room, there is the big stone marble statue from VTU, posters. I've got a mannequin in the VTU uniform, in like the, you know, what's it called? The varsity jacket. Like, I've intentionally made a theme around the stuff in the house. Like, if anything's got a Pit Boy on it, sorry, anything's got a Vault Boy on it, I put it in my house. That's the theme that I'm going for. And that, maybe that's helping. I don't think I'm living vicariously through that, because, like, my past is fine. I think I like the visual aesthetics of Fallout, because even I forgot about it. I got this, like, 100 years ago, and I totally forgot about it. It's a light, and it was sitting on top of the shelf over there, and like next to it are two different lunchboxes, Fallout lunchboxes, one that came with Fallout 4 and one that came some, I don't really remember the fuck I got that one. So clearly that's the part that I love. So I think you might be right. I think that that could be what it is. It's that shared experience, because, like, I don't know. Because, like, yeah, no other game is really, like, singing to me at the moment. So, maybe that's what I'm looking for at the second. I don't know. I think you've got... Thank you, Max. I wanted a psychological breakdown, and you gave it to me.
Welcome to All Things Better with Max Hooper.
Yeah. Speaking of breakdowns, though, so apparently your kid has been a little bit naughty because of what they've been playing. Explain to me.
So, she's become quite enamored with Paw Patrol World.
Which she hated, she turned around. She
got the platinum now. Well, the 1,000 gamer score, because we're obviously playing it on PC, so lame. It comes to the Microsoft Store.
How do you feel about your child having their first 100%?
She's already started again. She's like, "Dad, I need to do writer missions again." I'm like, "Well, you can't. You finished the game." She's like, "Well, I want to start again." Mm. I'm like, "Okay." And now she's like, "I just want to go to the other places." I'm like, "Well, you can't anymore because you've started again. You now have to do the missions to unlock the new areas." "Oh, Dad, really?" I'm like, "Yes. That is the consequence of your actions."
How come we haven't introduced her to saves coming?
Oh, I could. I could just reload her save because there's 3 save files on there. I could just reload her save, but I'm a dick. No, so what happened was on Saturday, because my wife's sick and because Ollie's sick, and I was working for the whole day. Ali's parents said, "We'll take Hadley for the day." Mm-hmm. I'm like, "Cool, that'd be really helpful." So I got home at about 4 o'clock and Hadley got home about 4:30. I hadn't eaten all day, so I was sitting at my computer desk playing some Diablo, eating my pasta. And Hadley walks in the door. I hear my wife in the background say, oh, Hadley, you know, it's so good to see you, blah, 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 I love you. Nothing. Hadley just walked straight in to me. Dad, I want to play Paw Patrol. I'm like, no, you haven't. Hi, Dad. How are you? Hi, Mum. And then Ali's dad's like, oh, I've got to go. And we're like, all right, say goodbye and say thank you for, I just want to play Paw Patrol, Dad. Like, come on, Paw Patrol, get off. And her grandfather left. So she got into trouble and she had to not play Paw Patrol for the day because she did the wrong thing. She needs to realize that if people are talking to her and there's things that she needs to do before she gets to play her video games, and that if she's not going to concentrate on the outside world around her while she's playing, then she loses that privilege. Which is fair.
Stern, but fair.
So she didn't get to play today. She's a bit upset. She's like, but Dad, I apologize. And I rang Papa back and said, thank you for taking me out. I'm like, I know. And that was really good. But you still need to deal with the consequences of those actions. And that means no Paw Patrol today. But a couple of days ago, we decided to play something different because she got sick of Paw Patrol. And I was browsing through the kids and families. And Little Kitty in the Big City popped up.
This Hello Kitty, yeah?
I think it's Little Kitty in the Big City.
Is it Hello Kitty? In my head, it's Hello.
No, it's not a Hello Kitty game.
Write down this. Hang on, I wrote Hello Kitty.
It came out on Games Pass a week ago. And essentially, you play as a cat lost in a big city.
Oh, and don't tell James because you'll adore this game.
And like Hadley was playing around with it, and it's a little bit more complex than what Paw Patrol World is. Like, it's still a 3D platformer for the main part, but jump is not just jump. You have to hold down jump, and it'll give an indicator on how far the cat can pounce.
Does it give it like a lob arc? Okay.
Yeah. And when you spawn in, you are in an alley, and there's a puddle of water on the ground, and there's electrical wires in the water. So if you hit the water, the cat screeches, jumps up, and you take damage.
Yeah.
The screen flashes red, the cat makes a sound. And Heather's like, oh, I'm sorry, kitty. I didn't mean to hurt you, and we'll go a different way.
That's lovely.
Yeah, it's lovely. And then she's like, Dad, I'm stuck. I need to get over here. I'm like, okay, easy. We'll just jump over the puddle. And I jumped over the puddle and she lost her fucking mind.
What, anger or good?
No, tears. She's bawling her eyes out because she thought I was going to hurt the cat because she thought I was going to land in the water. I'm like, no, that's clearly what we were supposed to do. There is no other way to get... Turns out there was a way to get around. You're supposed to crawl under something. But I'm pro at gaming. I just jumped over the gap.
Look, I'm gonna show you what's called a pro move, Hadley.
This is the speedrun strat. Okay. And she lost her mind. And then she's like, Dad, I don't think we can play this game. No, okay, sounds good. Uninstall. Cause she had a 10-minute fucking breakdown.
Like, look, I'm sorry, Dad. There's cat trauma here. I can't play this game anymore. I'm too empathetic.
So that game's gone.
just gone. Just complete cut.
Yeah, complete cut. Uninstalled.
Oh, done. You know what the best part about this is, and what I hope, and it's the same as I hope with James, like the games that he loves and enjoys at this age. But there will come a time, X amount of years from now, when she'll be talking about games, or maybe her and James take over this show, and they'll be like, hey, there's this, like, I remember this one game, it was called Little Kitty in the City. I've never recovered from that game.
We tried Paw Patrol Kart.
So oh, yeah, no, I've got that, Spoo.
She's like, well, because she gets to be player one when we play. So I'm like, all right, you got to go down to multiplayer so we can both play. And then she's like, okay. And then we went quick play. And she's like, Dad, why didn't I get to pick my pup? I don't want to be Rubble. I want to be Sky.
Mm.
Or
Everest.
Like, I don't know, dude. I have never played this game before in my life. I don't know how it works. Quick play clearly is I will randomly assign you a pup and you'll just fucking deal with it. So that also really quickly got uninstalled. We played one race and she's like, this sucks, Dad. I'm like, I couldn't agree more.
Did her logic around Sky being in a helicopter come into play again?
No.
Or does she understand because it's a race?
She has just accepted this fact that Sky's helicopter can't fly. It was funny. So she's got a toy helicopter that's got wheels.
Yeah.
And I said to her today, I'm like, oh, it's like Sky's helicopter. It can't fly. And she's like, yeah, Sky's helicopter can fly, Dad, when it needs to. Because obviously in the game, if you're doing missions, the helicopter can fly in certain parts. It's a free fly. It's like that, it can fly, just only when it needs to. I'm like, yeah, fair enough.
How good is it when your kids, like, not when they give you sass, but just have little moments. Like, I was having a voicemail with my kid. There's this channel that we watch where they just make obscure, like, absurdly good animatronics of, like, horror movie stuff. Excuse me, I got a burp stuck. Oh, I got it. Pardon me. And as part of it, you know, there was one they did from the Inky and the whatever the fuck. I don't know, some whatever. And I got a voicemail from James like, hey, Daddy, did you know that the channel has done this video? And he's explaining it to me. And then I get a follow-up and just goes, it's sick. I'm like, that's how I talk. Oh, no. Oh, but, no.
Playing Paw Patrol World is actually how me wanting to watch the Brady Bunch again came around.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, how the fuck?
So, we're sitting there. We're doing a mission. And she wanted to be Marshall. And I'm like, Marshall, Marshall, Marshall. And I'm like, you're way too young to get that joke. And then Allie's like... And then I could hear Allie in the other room going, I got it. I'm like, yeah, I wonder where I can watch the Brady Bunch. Like,
is it on anything? Yeah,
it's on fucking Paramount Plus.
Oh, I could have just gave you my login. Did you pay for it?
Fuck no.
Oh, good. I'll give you my login if you want it. Don't tell Paramount.
Yeah, Paramount Plus.
How is the Brady Bunch? I imagine it's like, obviously because it was shot and released in the 60s. It's
fucking old.
Like, it feels its age, right?
Yeah. You know what I watched today, actually, out of the blue? Hadley is all of a sudden really into Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Nice.
She came home on Thursday with a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle. She had made it in kinder.
Oh, cool.
She got a spoon and colored it in green and tied a purple bandana
around. Oh, Donatello, good choice, good choice.
Well, she only picked Donatello because she thought Donatello was a girl turtle.
Oh.
And I'm trying to convince her that they're all boys because they're brothers. She's like, no, boys don't wear purple.
It's Donna Tallow. The surname is Tallow.
So that was funny.
Oh, so mute watched... in the chat goes, there is a girl turtle.
Yeah, I don't think it's one of the
four. Not in the main four, because there's like, what, the only girl is April O'Neil. And thankfully, they're all pretty respectful to her, which is lovely. Her name's Venus, says Reverend Puck. Yeah, but like... What kind of old Renaissance artist was named Venus? Mute also adds, but she was the one that broke the creators apart for 20 years. Women do that. What the fuck?
So yeah, we watched some old animated movie today.
You should watch the OG series, like the 90s one. It's pretty tight.
Yeah, cool. Do you want to know where that is?
Paramount?
I don't know where
it is.
Probably.
Well, yeah, I'll check Paramount then. But speaking of old fucking shit, you know what? The other night we watched Twister. Because apparently
there's a new one coming
out. Well, yeah, because like I thought it was a sequel. I was like, sick, I'll watch that. So let's watch the first one again. I watched it. That movie's like legitimately pretty good. Like it doesn't really slow down. Like, because I watched like Godzilla semi-recently with my kid because he loves kaiju. Like there's moments of intense action and then it just slows the fuck down with about like, let's care about the people. And then suddenly Godzilla's back and it's cool again. Where this movie was like, here's a twister, you get 5 minutes. Here's another twister, you get 5 minutes. Here's a more twister and then credits. And it's legitimately actually kind of good. But it is literally just Jurassic Park with twisters. And like, I'm not saying that it's in its visuals, it's in its theme, it's in its music, everything. Even down to like the opening sequence of, you know, where like it starts the fucking...
You mean someone made a twister machine and didn't realize a twister was going to happen and fuck shit up?
I didn't go that far. But they treat the twister like it's the T-Rex. Right, like they Helen Hunt has like believes these twisters are sentient and have like just tried to fuck her up her entire life. So she like the big F5 at the end. She thinks it's the same F5 that took her dad because her dad tried to shut their bunker door with like a latch that you could kick in an instant. And they think a fucking tornado is gonna fix it. So she thinks it's the same tornado apparently. so like, yeah, they keep treating it like it's this thing and it's like, it's this, like, they made a monster movie out of tornadoes and even down to, you know, there's a moment where the power lines get torn off and it looks and the sound effect, I'm positive, is the same sound effect for when the T-Rex breaks the wires on their enclosure. Like there are so many similes to Jurassic Park, it's kind of insane. Not a bad thing, because Jurassic Park's really good. But also, they've even dressed Helen Hunt to kind of look like Laura Dern in from the back end of the movie. You know, the singlet and the cargos and the t-shirt around her waist. It is just Jurassic Park. And then I watched the trailer for Twisters. And then I wanted to kill myself. So I've decided that I'm not going to go see Twisters because it is not a sequel. It is, in fact, a semi-soft, poor, bad reboot. And I want to die because it does not look good in the remoteness. It kind of, I feel like it's sort of what they've done for... what the fuck's going on with that chat? It kind of feels like... with Ghostbusters, I guess. But I'm going to watch it. It looks... Yeah, it looks poo. Twister though, surprisingly okay. I don't see your daughter coming home with like a Twister toy. That'd be weird. But like, oh, check out this sweet Bill Pullman figure I got.
Ali and I watched the extended cut of fucking Spider-Man. No, all the way home. No way home.
All the way.
something to do with home.
Is it? Wait, that doesn't help. All three of them have home in it. Do you mean
Strange was in it?
Oh, shit. Hang on. Homecoming.
I think it's No Way Home.
Far From Home? No Way Home. Yeah, it is No Way Home.
No Way. Sorry, that was cool.
How'd that go? Did it feel better because it was extended? Like, I don't remember there being an extended version.
I came in the back end, to be honest with you.
That's kind of where all the cool part happens, really.
I came in when Aunt May got...
Oh, bad timing. Well, actually, did you play any other games this week?
Yeah, so I played two games this week.
Back to games.
Paw Patrol World. Thank you to PlayStation Australia. I got to play Ghost of Tsushima on PC.
Oh, yeah. So this was the fun part, right? So
holy fucking shit, does this game look good?
Yeah, because like we'll have this discussion of like, oh, now that I've got this sweet PC, Max, like we can share the PC codes we get. Fantastic. And what's the next one? Goes to Sushi. I'm like, you know what, Max? It's fine. You have it. I look, the game is visually incredible. It's just not me. It's not my game.
Visually still incredible. I was playing it. For some reason, I just didn't plug a controller in, so I've been playing it mouse and keyboard, which has been really weird.
Does it feel odd?
It does feel weird. Third person games always feel weird in mouse and keyboard.
Mm.
I should plug a controller in. It's really not that hard. The game looks stunning. I haven't had any crashes like I did with Last of Us Part 2. I do get a pop-up saying, hey man, you should probably consider updating your graphics card drivers because there may be issues. Haven't had any yet. The game's still fucking great. I still can't believe a PlayStation 4 game looks this incredible.
Well, yeah, because I guess it's the director's cut, yeah? So it is
the
PS5 version, but also it's just jacked up PS4 version.
PS4 game looks stunning anyway.
So, I guess the major question that comes out of this. Is the game worse that you had to have a PSN?
Well, you don't need a PlayStation Network account if you just want to play the single player game.
Sweet.
So, if you want to play the online
I'm just
version,
being snarky, but yeah.
If you want to play Legends, you have to sign into PlayStation Network because you're using their network to play multiplayer. Mm. Fair. If you want to use the new overlay, which is not great in my opinion.
I want to touch upon that at the end.
You have to obviously sign in for that. But otherwise, if you want to just play the offline mode, you can just play offline. Mm. You don't need it. You don't need to create a PlayStation Network account.
Okay, well, that's interesting.
Play Ghost of Tsushima as a story game.
Yeah. So I guess you touched upon like the surface of it. Having reviewed Ghost of Tsushima when it came out in 2020, there's probably not much more you could really add to it. But like, obviously, like it's in terms of like as you mentioned the beauty of it, because you know you've got your 4K 120 hertz monitor. Like, are you running it at the upper frames? Are you running it at the 4K? Like, how does that? What's that? Look, as much as I'm not, the game isn't. Like for me, like that opening sequence when the camera's like low down by the horse and you come through.
It honestly looks stunning. But that part when it's doing like the opening credit scene and you're just riding through the fucking field of flowers.
Yeah, that's the bit. Yeah,
one of the greatest shots ever. Mm. It looks stunning. It's funny. The first thing I did was have a look at what mods were out for it. All of the top mods are skipping the before game. cutscenes. So skipping the PlayStation Studios sizzle reel, the Nixus Studio thing. No joke, it takes like 2 minutes to get into.
Oh, okay, cool. I was being like, oh my God, that is so petty. But then if and, it and takes 2 minutes,
nothing,
my...
nothing can be skipped.
You know what? If that's the case, I absolutely agree with the mod. It was one of those things where, once again, playing Fallout 76, like the opening sequence, I'm like, this is taking so long. Why can't I skip it? So I moved it to the SSD, and it's like, oh, you can skip it now. I'm like, bing, bing. Sweet.
Sorry, that was funny. That's interesting. Yeah, the game still runs fantastically. It's still such an awesome game. I might even dive back into Legends a bit and see how we go on PC.
Oh, that'd be interesting.
I finished all of the raids on Legend. I had all my characters at max level. It was, yeah.
Okay, so let's get into that next part, right? So the PlayStation, what are they referring to it as?
The overlay?
You said it's like a little bit lackluster. What about it is not anything or something?
I mean, it's literally nothing. So you know how you look at all the other people that have overlays, so like, you know, your shift tab in Steam, yeah, and it pulls up all of your stuff.
All the nonsense.
You know, full screen, you can open chat, you can do all this. When you hit, I believe it's shift F1 is the command, yeah, for thingo, and you get a little black box in the middle of your screen that says friends, trophies, settings, and that's it.
And everyone cracked the shits because of that.
I don't think they cracked the shits, but like, I don't see a use case for it yet.
Is it still better than a launcher?
Yeah, it's still better than a launcher. Mm. Funny you should say that. The code came through as a Steam code. Yes. So when you boot the game up on Steam, it launches a launcher.
Wait, what?
It launches a Ghost of Tsushima launcher. So instead of just booting into the game, it opens a little screen that says starter options. And then in the bottom right-hand corner, it has a little checkbox saying skip launcher. You can just turn that off. I'm like, why is that even there?
Okay. Interesting. Interesting.
But yeah, it's very the overlays a nothing box that serves no real purpose yet.
Okay. So I guess the one major purpose of this is trophies. Now, I believe you smash the shit out of this trophies on your PlayStation, right?
I actually don't think so. I don't think I trophy...
No, because you would have played it on Pop C, so you would have known. No trophies.
Yeah.
I was going to say, like, yeah, did it... Is it the PS5 trophy list?
I think it's all trophies. Like, I obviously posted a photo earlier in our chat.
Well, it's the reason I asked is because, yeah, like, the big question is like, is it a separate trophy list?
Where I flexed my Elden Ring plat.
Oh, that's where I saw the 100%. Oh, okay, that makes more sense.
So, yeah, so the sidebar literally has search, friends, trophies, and profile. And it's just a small black box. It's really nothing too terribly exciting. Like, it doesn't look like it has a chat functionality, so I can't open a chat and send a PSN chat.
Interesting.
Via keyboard. Granted, I didn't play around with it a whole lot. But for now, it seems like I can see who's online on my PlayStation via my PC now, or I can check my own profile. It doesn't seem to be a use case for it yet.
What do you think they could implement with what you're saying?
Well, I mean, just, you know, being able to send a message would be good. but other than that, I mean, it's clearly just for a way to see your trophies that you're unlocking as opposed to looking through your Steam list of trophies.
That makes sense.
They're just trying to consolidate it into...
Sorry, drinking Pepsi Max was a bad choice. It's so burpy up in here.
So, yeah, that's the only thing I can think of. Yeah, it's very bare bones at the moment.
Excellent.
Whether they improve on it or not, it's probably irrelevant because it's serving the purpose that I assume that they want it to serve. So.
Okay. Well... I don't know whether we put it in the news or not, but like my understanding is the next game is God of War Ragnarok. That's mine.
Yeah, go for it. Look yourself out. I mean, I have...
Yeah, finished it.
2018 Ragnarok. I mean, I finished Ragnarok.
Did you?
Yeah, I think I finished
it. Oh, no, it was Forbidden West that you hadn't finished, which I have on my computer, and it's fucking immaculate. Well, speaking of like what may or may be in the news, Doc, let's get into the section we call Inform the Players. We tell you about what happened this week in PlayStation. What happened this week, Max?
Well, we'll keep up with the normal things. The games catalog was announced this week. Extra tier is getting Red Dead Redemption 2, PS4, Deceive
Inc. Again, it's coming back. So it was there, and then it went away. Because I remember like my housemate, Ange, that we were playing it alongside each other. Which I think we played online for a little bit, perhaps. I can't remember.
Didn't Red Dead launch with the original 20 games when you bought a PS5?
No.
I don't think it was.
No.
Wasn't it?
No, it was purely an extra. Yeah, and we were playing it. And then one day they walked out and be like, what the fuck? I can't play Red Dead. I'm like, yeah, because what do you mean you can't play Red Dead anymore? And we checked the service. Yeah, that was why. So it's good that it's back. Hopefully it means they can keep back to it now.
The Sims 4 City Living on PS4.
Also, yeah, you wrote Deceive Inc., but that's not what you typed.
Yeah, my dyslexia kicked in. Crime Boss Rock A City PS5, The Settlers.
That I'm really happy with because it's been in my wish list. Because for those that don't know, it was apparently
poorly rated. Like,
oh, it's
really
absolute garbage.
Poorly...
Apparently, it's straight poo. But Rock A City was kind of like, it looked like it was trying to be kind of Payday, but mixed with the celebrity inclusion of like a GTA, because it's got like, who's in it? Vanilla Ice is in it. Danny Trejo's in it. That fucking dude that was in The Hateful Eight, Chuck Norris, not him, but he's in it. What's his name? Oh, he had a face. Oh, he has a face. And he was the fucking face man. Max, are you Googling?
I'm trying. They've got the smallest picture.
Because I don't know how often I can say he had a face. And Reverend Puck in the chat confirms that they all have faces. That is absolutely true. But he was in Hateful Eight. He was the kind of suave dude. He was like, yes.
The guy from Reservoir Dogs.
Yes, the guy from Reservoir Dogs.
This is how old are we?
Yes, that guy. Is it Michael Madsen?
Michael Madsen. Danny Glover.
Danny Glover. Yep.
Kim Basinger. Vanilla Ice.
So it looked like to be something impressive with this weird list of B and C list celebrities.
There's a reason why they're all there, and it's because the game sucked.
Yeah, apparently.
They were trying to like sell it with names.
Yeah, and it's been in my wish list forever, and it's on sale right now, so I was like, oh, maybe I should. And then a couple hours later, it's like, here's the PS Plus lineup. I'm like, thank fuck. Yeah, I'll play it. Looks poo.
Nice. We have The Settlers, New Allies on PS4, Stranded, Alien Dawn, PS5, PS4, Cat Quest and Cat Quest 2, both
PS4
titles. All right,
here we go. So, speaking of Cat Quest, because the cat just yells at my door, the fun thing about Cat Quest is... One sec. Fucking goddamn.
Come on, Charles. Come on. You coming in?
This is currently Ryan's Cat Quest 3.
Yes, we're just about to talk about you. Like, no joke, Cat. We're literally about to talk about you. So, Cat Quest. This came to my attention as a state of play, like, a little while ago, right? It was, like, a little orange cat that's like, oh, cool. And then my son saw it because it looks like Charlie. This Charlie. Everyone, hi. Say Charlie. So, we have Cat Quest 1 because it looks like Charlie. James loves it. And I was like, oh, maybe I'll get the second one. It's also on sale this week for, like, $5. But screw that noise. I'm going to get on PS Plus now. It is such a... Actually, it might be a good game for Hadley. Because, like, there's really no consequence for death.
I don't know if she can do cats and death and killing.
Well, yeah, well, there's real no consequence. It's just kind of, oh, no, you fell over. Go again. And, like, you don't lose XP. You don't lose any items. You just kind of... So if there's an enemy or a boss that's giving you grief, you can just keep going back and going back. And you will just gain enough XP over time to beat it. Oh, fuck. Now he wants... What are you doing?
Next up, we have the Lego Movie 2, the video game on PS4, and Watch Dogs PS4. Yep.
Well, if you don't want cats, get a Watch Dogs.
For the premium content, we have 2 Extreme on PS1, G-Police on PS1, and Worms Pinball also on PS1.
G-Police? MGB in the chat jumps in and goes, yeah, I'm playing Worms Pinball. Even though I got it through Humble Bundle, I basically learned every Worms game. That's true. I have seen MGB has like a very like unapologetic love for the Worms series, which is great because Worms is fun.
Worms World Party. So good.
I haven't played it. I remember playing on a PC like back then. I don't remember which Worms. But I think there's a few missing that I don't have. And I think that's interesting because there's 1,000 Worms games. So it makes complete sense. But
next story too, because I'm an idiot.
Too Extreme is interesting. I don't know what it is, but it does sound like a PS1 game. Is G Police like a mech game?
Too Extreme is clearly a fucking... Too Extreme is what... what's that Ubisoft game where you get to like ride BMX and all that? Yeah, Too Extreme is PS1 Steep.
Okay, well, G Police is not even remotely the game I thought it was. Oh, no, it is. There's little mech dudes in there. This game sucked asshole.
Too Extreme is the highly anticipated sequel to ESPN Extreme Games.
Yeah, okay, no, I totally remember this game, and it was not very good. I remember renting it and going, the fuck, and then taking it back and going, can I get another game? This one's poo. Oh, fuck's sake, Charlie. All right, Max, touch on the next story.
Next up we have emulation sensation. So as spotted by Gamatsu, a new PS2 emulator appears to be imminent for PlayStation 5 and PS4. Sony has been gradually deploying PS1 and PSP titles on the PlayStation Store as part of its PlayStation Plus premium subscription, with all releases boasting video filters, quick saves, and rewinds. Now, a new PS Store listing for Star Wars The Clone Wars suggests support may be expanding to PlayStation 2, with the product listing confirming all of the aforementioned features for the Pandemic Studios developed 2002 game. Quote, this title has been converted from the PS2 version to the PS4 and PS5 consoles and provides newly added features, the listing reads. The port is due out on the 11th of June. Sony did temporarily release a throng of PlayStation 2 titles back on the PS4, but the emulation was largely very poor and lacked all the additional features mentioned. This sounds like it's a start of a new initiative, which will hopefully see more classic titles converted to Sony's modern consoles.
So it's bizarre. It's bizarre that this game is the one that they choose to like test out the... I don't know why I have this, by the way. I don't even know when I bought this. It's not very good.
It's still factory sealed.
It's also in here. But disappointing, it wasn't the one that had like the memory card slot. They were the best ones. The best cases. Because I know obviously there was a window of time where we had PS2 games on PS4. There was the Galaxy one, all the Grand Theft Autos, Max Payne. So Rockstar were really behind the initiative for some reason. And then they just stopped.
They were very poor.
Yeah, they weren't very good. Like the Ape Escape one, it doesn't, you just can't play it on PS5. It just doesn't work. So clearly a problem. Yeah, as you mentioned, a problem with the emulation. Ideally that this means it's being resolved.
Hopefully.
Because obviously there is a slew of, PS2 games that would be fantastic. Like, just looking at my wall right now, obviously Need for Speed, Underground 1 and 2, which is not going to, probably wouldn't get done. This original Silent Hills, which I'd be a big fan of.
Thug
would be dope. Apparently there's an X-Files game that I have, which makes sense, but I remember, I think it was like a straight Resident Evil clone. It wasn't very good. Underworld, The Eternal War. I don't know why I have that either. I have a lot of movie tie-in games. Like Scarface. That's a good film and good game. But I guess, yeah, I wonder whether they're using the same team that does the PS1, bring over. We did know their name, but I forgot what it was. I should write it down. Because, they're the one that's sort of been solely doing all the PS whatever. And for whatever reason, now that they've done about 25 PS1 games, I think they feel that they've exhausted that catalog for whatever reason. So now they're going to start releasing all the Siphon Filter games that came to PS2, which is exciting because we have all the other ones. Are there PS2 games that you would love to see?
See, off the top of my head, all the PS2 games that I know and love got remasters.
Ooh.
Like Final Fantasy X... there's a few. I think Bard's Tale got redone. It's never gonna happen, but I'd love Simpsons Hit and Run.
Yeah, that's never gonna happen. That would be incredible.
Black was good.
looking over at my shelf once again at seeing what PS2 games I have that would make me want to go, lovely. Apparently, I own Playboy The Mansion.
OG Dragon Ball Z Budokai.
Oh, Budokai Tenkaichi 3? Yes. Or even 2. 2 was dope as well.
But like, you know, like all the PS2 Final Fantasy games have been remastered and redone. Yeah. Same with all the Kingdom Hearts. Like all those games that I played on PS2, they're all available in a better form somewhere else.
In the chat, it's like, wow, you own the Playboy game? Yeah, I was 16 and I had a PS2 and it was like digital boobies. I'm surprised I don't own BMX XXX. Oh, why don't I own BMX XXX? It was Dave Mera with boobies. Because like Playboy The Mansion is just The Sims with boobies.
It's so funny you say that. So because I used to rollerblade,
yeah.
I had aggressive inline as my video games. Like apart from Tony Hawk's, obviously, because everyone played that. I skipped Dave Mirra and got aggressive inline instead.
Bad choice because Dave Mirra rules.
So did aggressive inline.
Yeah, probably did. Yeah. It's actually been. You know, we've had some exciting news over the last couple of weeks with PlayStation. Some of it not good, some of it, yeah, mostly. But things are a little bit different this week, Max. And I have, hence I've titled the episode, you know, Creative and Business, The Tale of Two CEOs. I love your naming of this. It is called Ennu, the Untested Tag Team Champions of the Brand. We have new... Sony has new CEOs. So, Sony has replaced outgoing CEO Jim Ryan with an all-star tag team partnership. Herman Holst will lead PS Studios and its intellectual property, so first and second party relations, as well as PlayStation Productions, while Hideki Nishino will focus on hardware and services and third party relations. The pair together will be tasked with leading PlayStation into a new era as PS5 enters the latter half of its lifecycle and the company explores new initiatives, like PC, mobile, and television. Now, you've intentionally kept this short. There's a lot more information we could put here, but it allows for a bit more bullshit than chatting. So the way I'm looking at this, Max, is I'm seeing this as I've written, it is creative and business. How many times, like we were talking about like Sean Layden and then we talked obviously Jim Ryan, how, you know, Sean Layden was a creative. He lived and breathed studio, like his time in game development, which helped him engage in worldwide studios, then into a CEO role. I don't know if he was in that role, but I know that's engagement. Obviously that was Shuhei's role at the time. And then we've got Nishino, who has been around in the background for a while. I want to say computer engineer or something. He's a tech dude, right? So he's here to lead what I believe is to be the business side of things, right? So by having Herman Holst be, you know, he started, you know, coming in through Guerrilla, when Guerrilla was a different studio, came through them, helped them launch the Killzone series and the First Horizon, and then heading into the role of Head of Worldwide Studios. So this role kind of feels like an extension of Head of Worldwide, of the PlayStation First Party Studios, because he's still getting to be creative. I see him as essentially the keeper of the brand, right? The brand that is PlayStation and what makes it PlayStation. So when you talk about what makes PlayStation PlayStation, it's the games. It's the first party, it's the exclusives, obviously first and second, and then now extending it into PlayStation Productions, he is there to assist in what it comes next, whether it be the Horizon show from Netflix, the God of War series from Amazon. He is there to be the brand ambassador. He is the one that keeps the lore. He goes, this is what is important. Like, this is the feel of the brand. And I get it. And I think it's a great pick because he's lived it. He's breathed it. He's understood it. So for him, he understands the essence of PlayStation and what it means to be PlayStation. And then you've got, Hideki Nishino. I don't really know much about him personally, but I know he's been around a while. With him focusing on the hardware and the services, obviously being PS Plus, and third-party relations. he is purely business. We've got creative and business. He's looking at this going, third-party relationships are just negotiations. It doesn't matter because it's a third party, right? It doesn't have the same impact that a first or second-party title would. Services, PS Plus, keep it active, keep it supported. Hardware, which is great when we look at over at our competitor with Microsoft, or competitor, quote-unquote, who have seemed to have abandoned their own personal hardware in their services. I think this is absolutely a great decision, because one thing that I guess I've learned over myself and in workplaces that I've been in, and we've brought these initiatives in workplaces at least the last two workplaces, has been it is unreasonable to expect that one person can do everything. It's just not possible. So by having a role like this delegated amongst two people, it ensures that the right person is looking after the right area. And obviously, I can't speak to Nishino in a larger scope, but with Holst, I think Holst is the money. Like, I think when Jim Ryan stepped away, we were talking about who would be the best person. And I think our original pick was Holst goes up into CEO, and then Druckmann heads into head of Worldwide Studios. Which I think the head of Worldwide Studios doesn't exist anymore, because it's still Holst, but it's just taken on more things, I guess. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, it's a good move to obviously put two people in the role, split the difference, have someone creative minded, someone business minded. They do both still answer to Toki,
of course.
So all calls go through that. And also, I think it was a couple of days ago, there with PlayStation's financial call, I know that Totoki also confirmed that all the live service games are lacking in quality at the moment that they're making, and they've all been delayed until next fiscal year. And then he touched upon like the return on investment on all these new studios that they've acquired to make these live service games. He's like, well, we can't talk about it yet because there technically has been no return on their investment yet, because nothing's been made. We're not happy with where they're at the moment. We're going to give them another year. So it'll be interesting to see how these two work together to now figure out how they're going to stop gap between now and 2025, when there are no big tentpole releases for Sony in the near future.
Well, yeah, because that was one of the things that was said.
They've kind of been thrown into the deep end to a degree, and it'll be interesting to see how well they can float.
Yeah, it's interesting because, like, as you've mentioned, like they're having to take on the legacy of Jim Ryan in the same way that Jim Ryan took on the legacy of Sean Layden. And you know, which is interesting, because I think a lot of the wins that Jim Ryan saw, especially from a title or a game perspective, were on the back of Sean Layden. And then we saw him try to create these live service initiatives, which some of them started, failed, and we're now going to see the tail end of that failure as we head into what, you know, Holst and Nishino are doing. So I agree with you there. But no, it looks to be very, very interesting. Do you think there will be a battle between these two, or because they're kind of separate enough that they won't kiss?
It depends. I guess it depends on, because I'm assuming they've picked two people for this position because they can have that discussion of, yes, from a business perspective, we need this to make X amount of dollars, or we need X amount of dollars to do this. But by allowing them to have the creativity and the extra time, this apparent figure could become a larger figure. So they've got that creative going, hey, yes, we can have money now, but this is going to suffer as the consequence for that action, or we have the potential for the money to be up here if you give this side more time to work. So instead of having just a business-minded man go, we need money, okay, here's money now, at the consequence of this, there's someone fighting for each, well, not necessarily fighting, may not be the advocating for each team, can be beneficial, if you know what I mean, if that made sense.
Yeah, so they don't... you didn't put in there. So this doesn't come into place until the end of this latest fiscal quarter, which will be June the 1st. So that's when they first step into the role. So what was it? Hiroki Totoki Literature Club, which I still get a chuckle at every time I hear it. So he will return to his role as CFO within Sony. And I as you mentioned, probably...
And chairman.
And chairman, yep. It is... Like, I'm very excited to see what happens. And as you alluded to, I don't think we'll see the fruits of this decision for a little while, especially on the back of of Totoki in the last fiscal thingy, essentially saying, "Hey, you're not going to see any major major IPs in the next 18 months."
Major IPs until
and they've extended that into here as well, which does make me wonder, like, well, what's the rest of the year entail? And then if there's this alleged showcase at the end of the month. Like, what is it going to say if it's not big tentpole IPs? That's a much bigger question. Because I guess one of the things that, you know, we can do instead, Max, is just play Xbox games.
Yeah. So, a new report suggests that Microsoft's big boss, Satya Nadella, wants to bring more Xbox games to PlayStation as soon as possible. With the instant success of Sea of Thieves found on Sony's platform, considered a, quote, key test... It seems like the writing's on the wall at this point. Microsoft leadership reportedly wants there to be, quote, no red line, nothing at all stopping the company's most valuable IP like Halo and Gears of War from coming to competing platforms. That's according to Windows Central, with Jez Corden reporting that an operation known internally as, quote, Latitude is underway. This operation plans to bring more Xbox IP to PlayStation and Nintendo, which is part of Nadella and CFO Amy Hood's mandate to increase the margins in every single department. The plan, pushed by Microsoft leadership, intends for no red line internally or nothing to be off the table when pursuing this initiative. This directive has reportedly sparked debate and unease within the company, and more Microsoft-owned games are already under consideration to come over to PlayStation. Which makes sense. So, there was an article that I read earlier, a little bit of it is in the quick bits, but essentially, in the last quarter, PlayStation shipped 4.5 million PS5 units. Xbox did a quarter of that. So they're not selling hardware with their games. They may as well bring their games and sell more of their games.
I guess the bigger argument there is, they wanted to push this service, but if no one's buying the thing that has the service, like that top end number of Game Pass subscribers is not moving. And that sucks. And it is interesting to look over at the top selling games of the PS5 and we see Sea of Thieves, Fallout 4, I guess, because technically it's part of that family now. And then I think Pentiment's not far. It was in there. Hi-Fi Rush is definitely in that top 10. I think there's four in the top 20 or something insane. It does interest me because, like, I was thinking about this earlier when I was putting the washing out the other day. And I remember there being a time where I was actively seeking at getting an Xbox 360 because, like, I did want to play things like Gears and Halo and... Pardon me. And, like, I did have an Xbox Series S for a while. And I did try to play some things on there and just didn't feel it for me for whatever reason. But with the opportunity of more and interesting... Xbox games coming across, it does make me wonder, like, A, what do I want to see? And two, which game could we reasonably consider the death of Xbox? I don't want to think about it that way because I don't like that. I want there to be competition. It's important that PlayStation has competition. However, I think the moment that Halo comes across, if you bring that Master Chief Collection over, it's done. It's done. Then they become Sega.
But they're clearly not selling units as it is. Yeah. They're better off now that they've got a ton of development studios. They're better off becoming a software company.
Yeah. Which they've always have been, right? In the same way that Office is on everything.
Sell your games everywhere. Well, that's the thing. Am I going to need to have a Microsoft account? On my PlayStation.
I better not, even though I need one to play Xbox, to play Minecraft. So I guess that back to that first question, Max. So what obviously if nothing is off the table, it's reasonable to think that everything is coming. Fable. Actually, Fable. I've never always wanted to play Fable.
I don't even need to fucking think about that question, Fable.
Yep.
And then bring her, and then bring Forza across. Oh, fuck it.
See, that would be interesting. Like, having Forza come across and be a direct GT competitor on the same console, that is massive. Now, Gran Turismo is sweet. It's fine. But it's got nothing on Forza. Especially Forza Horizon. Holy shit. It's
because GT have no competition on PlayStation.
Yes.
They are the only guy, Polyphony, right? Polyphony, yes. GT. Polyphony are the only people that do what they do on PlayStation.
And like,
so they don't have to innovate or do anything extra, really. Yeah. Because if you're a car person and you want that realistic sim racing experience, you've got one choice.
Yeah.
If you own a PlayStation.
So for that alone gets me really excited. In the chat, Mute asked, Rare Replay?
Not to say that Polyphony just phoned it in every year. Like, their games...
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, they're brilliant. Like, they're legit... the only games that are within any critical praise out of... apart from Hi-Fi Rush, I guess.
Yeah.
From PlayStation's... from Xbox's first-party studios is always been Horizon, right? Like, granted, they only just got Playground into the fold.
Yeah.
But... I'd love to play Horizon. Like, Forza Horizon 3, I loved it because it was Australia, right? And it's also just a really, really fucking good game. In the chat, Mute mentions Rare Replay. I would love to get Rare Replay across. That would be awesome. Which is really cool. So we'd get, like, Banjo-Kazooie, Banjo-Tooie, Perfect Dark, Battletoads would be a laugh to get on there. What else was in the Rare Replay? There's a bunch around. Viva La Piñata. Bunch of weird shit. When's great games for my son to play, which would be a ton of fun.
Pinata.
Get Gears over, I think, would be cool. Obviously, Halo would be the biggie.
Flight Sim.
Flight Sim would be massive. But you know what I wouldn't be excited for? Recore. That game was average.
We can get the rest of Remedy's collection. We can get Quantum Break.
Oh, that would be a cool... You know, we could get Crackdown 3.
Why? State of Decay would be good.
I had so much fun with State of Decay 2. Because back in the day when we used to cover every people, we would love, you know, very kindly get codes for a bunch of other things. But I really enjoyed...
We can get the rest of Insomniac stuff. We can get Sunset Overdrive.
Hey, we could get Sunset Overdrive. That would be pretty sweet. Halo Wars is on that list as well, which would make sense.
Killer Instinct.
Yeah, Killer Instinct would be a ripper. And look, I as MGB in the chat points out when they've mentioned 2009 Wolfenstein, what I hope for me is that this means that we're going to get Machine Games' next Wolfenstein game. Like, it means that we will get Starfield at some point. Not that I care for Starfield, but you know what I mean? It means we'll get Elder Scrolls and Fallout and like whatever the future holds of the studios that they're just disgustingly eating up. We could presumably
I think they've realized that they're like, hey, we need to make the money back on these purchases. We're not going to make it up by making our games exclusive because people are just not buying our hardware regardless.
Yeah.
Let's just sell these games everywhere.
Yeah, it does make me wonder what they're going to do about Call of Duty.
I cannot wait to play this on my Switch at 18 frames per second. My Switch implodes when I try to fucking fly out of a planet for Starfield.
Look, maybe it's something, Max, that we'll get at what you've titled Summer Wankfest, which makes me happy because it is kind of just a giant wankfest. It's why I don't really... One of the things that we've talked about is like whenever these, you know, things happen, like these little like E3 lights or whatever, I don't care anymore because fucking cares.
It's funny. Ever since I started doing this show with you, I've stopped getting excited about
E3. Yeah. And it's absolutely true because like the cynicism of what we do does have its effect. But without like, because we talk PlayStation, without there being a PlayStation Direct or showcase or PlayStation having an E3 conference, these seasons mean less to me. And like, oh, I'll just catch up on the trailers that I care about afterwards. Mute in the chat, talking about the 2009 Wolfenstein game. That's the one with the blue guy, the lightning, doing that on the cover. Never played it. But you know what would be really cool? Return to Castle Wolfenstein. That game is rad.
And old as fuck.
And so fucking old. So old. But it's rad.
Was it old enough to be on a floppy disk? I can't remember.
No, it was on like three CDs. Oh shit! Back to Summer Wankin' though. That was one of the original titles for that song in Greece.
Having a blast.
Summer Wankin', having a blast. And then as much as we all would want to see Olivia Newton-John just like tear John Travolta a new one. Sadly, they didn't release that in the movie. They would have used Greece though. Would have been helpful for the wanking lubrication. In case you weren't sure, Max. In a new press release, it stated that more than 55 partners will be presenting, quote, new announcements, trailers, and first looks, end quote, during Summer Game Fest, which takes place in LA next month, sorry, in the month of June. The live showcase is on the 7th of June and will be available to watch in person or for free online as the usual. And it's here when fans will be able to see what's in store from a wide range of studios. 55 means jack shit to me.
Look, there's all the big guys are there. So Nintendo, PlayStation, Xbox, Bandai's there, PlayOn's there, Warner Brothers Games are there for some reason. They're doing things, I think.
Like, hey, we Suicide Squad's still around. Like, thanks, WB.
We fucking smashed it with Hogwarts Legacy last year. Can we, like, get some love for Suicide Squad, please? Please? Please?
We have more seasons. Like, who else you get? Calendar Man. Yeah, cool. Thanks, appreciate it. Oh, in the chat, Sega, MGB goes, Sega might show that new Crazy Taxi. Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm super keen
for Sega. No, fuck Crazy Taxi.
Is it new Personas, maybe?
No, Jet Set Radio Future.
Oh yeah, it'd be cool.
They're doing new Jet Set. Yeah.
Look, for me, look, I'll wait and see because the things like I said, the cynicism runs deep, the pessimism runs deep. I'm like, I bet you it's a bunch of games that are gonna suck ass. I'm not gonna care about them. But like, I'm very open to there being occasional things that come through, and I go, oh yeah. And that's what I want. Like, if I go in expecting dog shit, and then it's Jeff Keighley just tossing himself off for 4 hours, I'm like, okay, cool. Well, at least there was one trailer in between his, like, Fistful of Weenus. You know? Oh, that's a good name for a game, Fistful of Weenus.
I'm pretty sure it's a band.
Yeah, their sophomore album was really, really good. I'm not quite, you know, everyone's second album's normally a bit poo, but Fistful of Weenus.
It was really, they started off at like softcore, then they went hard rock, and it was really weird.
Yeah, and then they went this real kind of like lounge, like, you know, chill vibe afterwards. It was real weird. They felt super distant. I don't know why. It's just, I guess after, you know, once the hard's gone away, they just don't love you anymore. Is there anything that like that's in, that you can think of that you would want to see at Summer Wankfest?
Sorry, when's Summer Wankfest? June. So we'll see. Hopefully more. I think it's just before Elden Ring Shadow of the Erdtree Tree drops.
That would make you go to town on yourself. I'm sure.
Some more of that would be nice. As most people know, I'm a sucker for almost all Bandai Namco games because they tend to do like anime weeb games that I tend to have a love for. I don't know what PlayStation to show. Like, they're apparently a part of
it. Are they on the list?
They're on the list. They are on the list.
Mm, okay. Well, the thing is, they're not showing any major IPs like Astrobot.
Astrobot. I look forward to seeing someone break out onto the stage again. That'll be fun.
Oh, yeah. Hopefully Bill Clinton gets a name drop again. That'll be cool.
Because apparently Jeff Keighley doesn't know what security is.
It's insane. I watched that again the other day because it just came up as like a thing. I was like, that's so nuts.
We're not going to get a new trailer for GTA because...
Yeah, we'll get to that in a sec.
But you bring up
a good question, right? Like, if the PlayStation Showcase is expected to be the back end of this month, what would they then show off a week later? Like, yeah. Unless it's like, hey, they announce at Summer Game Fest that, hey, Ragnarok is coming to PC... That would kind of be it. Because, like, the last Keighley Wankfest, they've only ever talked about, like, the PC ports or remasters, I think, in, like, recent history.
I mean, I could see them, if this was their plan, I could see it being PS5 Pro announcement at the Wankfest.
No, I disagree.
Everyone there, I don't know if they would... I don't know if they would stay to play it on their own and be like, hey, we're doing a thing.
It's tough because, like, if they announce the PS5 Pro in June when it comes out in, say, November or October, October or November, no one's going to buy a PS5 between now and then. And because Sony has not put any sales on their PS5 today, if anything, it went up in price, like, people will go, well, I'm not going to buy it. I'm not going to buy a PS5 now. I'll just wait.
Mm.
Because there are people that when the PS5 came out, they went, yeah, I'll just wait to the PS5 Pro, because they're fucking idiots. And they never had intended to buy one anyway.
They sold 4.5 million units in the last quarter. I'm sure they can be fine selling nothing for a quarter and selling the Pro at $1,200.
Yeah, but that's on the presumption that people will then buy the Pro. It's a whole thing. I think it would be like a press release or a random drop on like a Tuesday. I don't see them doing a big honker. Maybe it could be that Lego Horizon nonsense that's been talked around this week. Which, also, side note, by the way, that sounds incredible. A Lego Horizon game?
No, it doesn't.
It does.
No, it doesn't at all. No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. Because how they're describing it is a Lego Horizon in a realistic world. So am I just playing as Lego Aloy in a real Horizon game? Because that's dumb.
Nah. I would say it's more of, like, in the same way that, like, Lego 2K Drive... Pardon me, is a Lego game, but it feels like a real world. It's not going to feel like Lego Star Wars or anything like that.
They didn't say real, they said realistic.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, realistic. Like, it's going to not feel like little minifigs. Like, that's my belief anyway. And also, because if anything, it means we'll get more Horizon Lego sets, because I love building that tall neck, and if I can build like a Thunderjaw, or like, I would get really excited. Yeah, yours is right behind your head, mine's in my lounge room. And it wouldn't surprise me if that was part of the indicator. And an interesting thing I heard this week, listening to another PlayStation show, there was the speculation, because obviously Horizon's got the NCSoft MMO, there's the multiplayer game in the works, allegedly the remake, the movie, the TV series, and now the Lego game. Their belief, this is Dustin Furman from Sacred Symbols, his belief is that the remake and the Lego game are the same. Because why would you need two? And I kind of like that, you know, because it would be fun. I think that'd be a great way. Because they said, in the statement, they said it's essentially Horizon Forbidden West as Lego. Not quote, but roundabout. Like, so they're saying it's a remake... but with Lego.
No, wouldn't do it for me.
The game's probably not going to get me excited. If it just means more Lego sets, then I care. Uncharted would have been a better Lego. Would have been a better game because you could do really obnoxious things with it.
Oh, fuck that! Give me God of War Lego and just obliterate the bricks.
That would also be really cool. Both options are great.
Cool. Mm. Quick bits.
Yep.
GTA 6 release window looks to be fall of next year, announced in Take-Two's financial earnings meeting this week.
Are you sure about that? Do you really think it's going to stick?
What, until November of next year? Yes. I assumed it was going to be end of year. Fuck yeah.
But part of me thinks that like it's just going to come. Now, MGB in the chat says, insert picture of Duke Nukem Forever. I understand the joke, but you're a bit wrong. Like, Duke Nukem Forever was a game that was very, very different. It was, the best example of the Duke Nukem Forever meme really should have been the Final Fantasy VII remake. Like, that was a game that was in so lengthy development, multiple studios, it's that, the other. That is a fair comparison. This is
not even close. I think the difference here is they're still making money hand over fist on GTA 5, and there is no rush for them to get this out.
Exactly, and that's the hurdle, is like, when do we release this? Because we know the second we announce the date, no one's going to play. Same problem as the PS5 Pro. No one's going to play and or buy GTA 5 until it comes out. So how close do you have that window? How much of a full like a media cycle are you going to have? Where, like, it's interesting. And... yeah, do we see it at Summer Games Fest? Do we see it at a PlayStation Showcase? Because they can just rock up wherever they want, because they're Rockstar, right?
2K plans to reveal at the next iteration of one of their biggest and beloved franchises at Summer Games Fest this year.
Now, You've got some speculation in there.
Civilization 7 is coming.
So, yeah. Like, part of me is like, because, you know, in full cynical fashion, like, it's not what you think it is.
I'm pretty sure it's fucking Bioshock.
Okay, so this is the thing. So, looking at that list, obviously, Cloud Chamber announced that they were working on a Bioshock game in semi-recent. That would make sense. However, I think it's more than likely going to be Mafia. Because Hangar 13 did mention that they were working on a new game in 2022.
Mm-hmm.
So it would make sense to be now and say, hey, we're coming out next year. That seems like a reasonable production cycle, or at least from explanation that you're working on something to release. That would be okay. Borderlands would be interesting, but once again, that falls within Gearbox, and Gearbox, what the fuck are they doing these days? Like, they were bought by Embracer, they're not by Embracer. Obviously, the Borderlands movie is coming out soon, so it would be cool to announce something, but, like, what? Is it Tiny Tina's? Is it, you know, like, what would it be? Because 2K, from their own franchises, is limited. What's the bet? It's just NBA 2K25.
It could be XCOM.
XCOM was also on my list. Because what's the name of the team? F starts with F, doesn't it?
XCOM's made by
Because they did
Firaxis.
Firaxis, thank you. So that's like, it could be XCOM. I think that would be a goodie. Because when did XCOM 3 come out?
The most recent XCOM game was...
Because technically they did Marvel Midnight Suns, so there's a break in that. But I don't see them doing a Marvel's Midnight Suns sequel, because I don't think it did as well as they expected.
XCOM 2, XCOM 2 War of the Chosen, and XCOM Chimera Squad 2016, 2017, 2020. And then a different developer made XCOM Legends, which I think was a mobile game. So there hasn't been a mainline XCOM game since 2016.
Yeah, so I think that would be it. That could be it. So we'll put this on pen to paper. Predict.
Here are your choices. I'll tell you what your choices could be.
Okay.
Your Bioshock.
Yes.
Borderlands 2. Borderlands. Sorry.
Yes.
Civilization.
Yes, it would be a goodie. Yeah.
Civilization is like one of their best sellers. Mafia.
Yeah.
XCOM.
Yeah.
NBA 2K.
Yeah, a bit.
PGA Tour 2K.
Yeah.
WWE 2K.
Nah, too soon.
And Top Spin just came out.
So cut off Top Spin, cut off WWE.
I honestly don't think it's going to be any of their sports games, because we all know they come out every year.
Yeah,
It's not a big surprise to fucking reveal that this.
How absolute prickish would it be? Like, here's the latest release in our big franchise. Everyone's like, ooh, what is it? They're like, it's more basketball dickheads. Whip, whip.
It's Civilization Go. It's a fucking mobile game.
Ooh. Oh, that hurts. Ooh. Probably play it, though.
Okay. Back to the quick bits.
Yeah.
Fallout has become so popular, it is now in Fortnite.
Dude, okay. So I saw this on the socials, on the Twitter, and I was like, shit. And it's one of those things.
You know when you're on Fortnite.
Absolutely. Like, they've nearly got me a couple of times now. When they're WWE skins. Aloy, Nathan Drake, God of War. Could Fallout be the one to do it? No. But, like, is it just skins, or are they going to straight up nuke Fallout? Like, nuke Fortnite. Are we going to have the wasteland of Fallout and then have some guy doing some bullshit fucking dance next to, like, some ghouls? Yeah. Like, the world is shithole. Everyone's like, yeah. I don't know what fucking Fortnite dances are. You know. All right. Oh, MGB in the chat. Absolute big pop. I pray my mum doesn't get into Fortnite because she's been watching Fallout. Suddenly your mum's like, ooh. Hello, what's this Fortnite game? Like, looks, it's interesting. And next thing you're getting, you know, your mum's making fucking big chungus, whatever drink, what are they called?
Chug jug
references in the kitchen. You know, going around the house, like giving you the old floss.
New Activision studio Elsewhere has been tasked with crafting new narrative-based AAA games for Activision.
Okay. Bold strategy, Cotton.
A Lego Horizon Adventure reportedly real with realistic Horizon game, but with Lego.
Old news.
Division Heartland got cancelled.
That's bullshit. Fucking bullshit, Max. I want a new Division game. And Heartland seems really fucking cool.
Clearly it wasn't, because it got cancelled.
Yeah, because the theory running around is because it was supposed to be like a free-to-play experience.
Wasn't also supposed to come out like fucking 2 years ago?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think they just couldn't work out how to like fund
monetize
it.
The free game.
Yeah.
Amazon Prime officially orders live-action Tomb Raider series.
What?
Cool. Amazon Prime.
I heard what you said. I needed to buffer for a moment. I'm sorry, because I didn't know it was a thing.
What did I?
Like, because what was the movie? Was it with in the chat, Reverend Puck, Heartlands was not cool. Well, what does Puck know? Oh, because I know it was like straight up play tested for a while. Damn. Yeah, because the movie with a Vikander a couple years ago, which I never saw, I really should have. Looked okay. I don't know whether it would be interesting from a series perspective. Would you like?
You're not talking about the Jolie one. You're talking about the, what was her name?
Alicia Vikander.
Yeah.
Yeah. Once again, if we want to talk about like being 16 or being in a teenage years, like that's that whole like Angelina Jolie side boob from the first Tomb Raider movie. Big fan. Big win. Oscar award winning Angelina Jolie side boob.
Ryan Benton side boob fan. Color me stunned.
What a twist. Who would have thought?
Square Enix is going multi-platform.
So this is interesting. I know we're like, this is the quick bits. We're supposed to fucking tear through these, but you have picked...
They're not making money by only picking fucking PlayStation.
You have picked really good fucking quick bitties. But yeah, because essentially...
I'm not going to lie, these were all going to be like mini articles, and then I'm like, you know what? Fuck it, I'm already at 3.5 pages.
Yeah, Ryan's going to talk about them anyways. Let's just put them into dot points. So how does this like work for you, right? Because they're essentially saying that they're going to start spreading out, which I know we don't have an issue with, because who fucking cares? But I think it also implies that like... other things are kind of coming and going. If this
means that they make more money, they can keep making the games that I love.
Yeah. Because it is bizarre like, that like...
the bottom line.
Right? Fucking Rebirth and 16, like Final Fantasy 16, didn't make their alleged money or whatever. Which is insane, because it sold like fucking 10 million copies.
Yeah. Yeah. And they only sold it to, what... 60% of the game install base.
Yeah, because like, it's not even on PC, is it?
No, not yet. 16 is not out on PC yet.
Shit. See, that alone is huge. Like, granted that, you know, I think Japan buys like 3 Xboxes a month. So, like, that's not a concern there. But I get entering PC, that would be...
But, I mean, not just in Japan alone. Like, it could have sold better worldwide and... if they sell it, if there's more people that have a chance to play it. Like, I know just in my small friend group, a couple of people were like, I don't have a PS5 to play it. I really want to play the game. I know it's coming to PC. I guess I'll just wait.
Mm.
And they're still waiting.
Yeah, because I think we discussed this at the time as well. It's like, it is interesting that Square have made the decision to kind of just go to PlayStation. And like, it also fueled the rumors of the time that like they were going to go exclusive or be purchased by, I should say, not Bitcoin, exclusive, but like be part of PlayStation Studios. But sure, why not? More weebs, I guess.
And then as we mentioned earlier, 4.5 million PlayStation 5s were shipped last quarter.
Dope.
Get around them.
All right. Let me just quickly write down some timestamps. Yep, cool. Thank you very much. Here are the games that are coming to your PlayStation this week. On the 21st of May, you get Paper Trail on the PS5 and PS4. System Shock, hells yeah, coming to PS5, PS4. I remember playing this at PAX last year? Year before?
Yep.
It was awesome. Enjoyed it. Big fan. X Defiant, coming to PS5. Totally forgot that game was a thing. Until MGB loves it on Twitter. He's super excited. Played it. Didn't care for it. I loved what I loved about X Defiant was that it had like it was a hero shooter, but the heroes were based on previous Ubisoft IPs. That was kind of cool. I liked that.
A bunch of fucking Sam Fishers running out.
It was, yeah, there was a lot of, yeah, it was the only way you're ever going to see fucking Splinter Cell again.
Speaking of hero shooters, I'm Marvel Rivals.
Still loving it?
Yeah.
Wait, still loving it.
I played some of the testy, ooh, testy stuff.
Ooh, yeah. Some of the testies.
Doctor Strange is ridiculously OP.
In a fun way?
Yeah, I've seen some great clips. So Doctor Strange's ultimate is like fucking the portal.
He's sling rings.
There's a video of him sling ringing a portal into the enemy's spawn and then
just shooting shit through it.
The other side of the portal is off the map. And they all run through their opening door and just die. There's all four off the map. The funniest thing.
Okay,
ever.
That would...
straight up team wipe. It fucking kills everyone.
See, that would be incredible. Like, you do this and you get to have your own Avengers moment where you do your sling ring and portals and you go, hey, Cap, on your left. And then... and then just cool shit happens. But, like, it's that, but then everyone falls to their death. So...
But a lot of people have been complaining about like frame rate issues because because you can see through the portal, it has to render where you are and where everything's going on inside the portal at the same time.
Wow. Okay, so maybe that Ratchet and Clank Rift Apart thing was a little bit more impressive than we know.
No, not at all.
Coming on the 22nd of May, you get Cards RPG. A lot of thought went into that name. The Misty Battlefield.
Like two of the keywords that I look for in games.
Yeah, while I say, do you want to Google it? See what Cards RPG is? If you can even Google it, because it's so fucking vague.
Straight to the point.
Doug's Nightmare, not based on the old Nickelodeon show, which would that would have been way cooler coming to PS5 and PS4. Is it exactly what it is supposed to be? Oh, Reverend Pucks says it's a Metroidvania card builder RPG.
Yeah, with old school combat from like Fire Emblem.
Is that it? That sounds like a Max game.
Yeah, that looks kind of cool. It's on Steam too. Oh, there's a demo.
Oh, speaking of, I played Drug Dealer Simulator 2 had a demo release again recently. Fuck, I can't wait. That comes out in early June. I'll play the shit out of that. I'll fuck off Fallout 76. I'm going to deal drugs. 23rd of May, Crown Wars, The Black Prince, PS5. It's racist. Eternal Threads, PS5, PS4. Galacticare, PS5. That's interspatial healthcare. Hauntai, it's like hentai but with ghosts, coming to PS5.
It's two haunters. It's a plural of haunter. It's hauntai.
It's such a dumb joke, but it works. Rocket Rumbu, PS5. Until Then, PS5. That sounds like a wank game. Wizardry, Proving Grounds of the Mad Overlord. Ooh, that's an anime. PS5. Wise Memory? Yas Memory.
Memoir. Pretty sure that's memoir.
Whatever. I like the idea that it's Yas Memoir. The Oath in Falgahana? Someone's full of drugs. And I dealt them in my game that I was playing. PS5, PS4. And on the 24th of May, you get Dragon Ball Xenoverse 2. PS5. Is that already out? I swear that game exists.
I don't think the PS5 version does yet.
No, but like it exists, right? Like Xenoverse 2 is already a thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
MGP's like also, Xenoverse 2? And Mute says, yeah, it's out.
Also the...
Because I thought the next one was Sparking Joint or whatever it was.
Sparkling Light.
Yes. that's not better, Max. That is not a better name. Sparkling fucking whatever it was. What was it called? That one.
Yeah, it's getting a current gen update on the 24th. The game exists already.
Okay, just put it out there, Max. It's kind of bullshit that you chose to put Xenoverse 2 on the list when last week both Cook Serve Delicious 2 and 3 got PS5 upgrades. You didn't put it on the list. You know I love those games, Max. Why wasn't on the list?
Also, one last thing that I forgot to put in the thing.
All right, what else you got?
I'm just going to change the topic on you because I'm going to shit about you. It's so fucking delicious. This ridiculousness around fucking Assassin's Creed Shadow.
Oh, yeah. Dumbest. Actually, why haven't we talked? Why didn't you put that in the fucking news?
Because I don't care enough.
Oh, okay, that's fair.
It's so dumb. People are getting mad at a historically existing person being a protagonist in a game.
See, this is the thing. Apparently, this person's based on truth.
So much so, yeah, he's a real person that existed. And so much so that they're changing his Wikipedia article. It's like, nah, he wasn't a samurai.
See, I have gone on the... I've talked about how gamers are the worst part about games. I think this proves it. Because, like... The desire for a particular subsect of gamers to seek out the wokeness and change it, allegedly, this is example. Because, like, weren't they in a fucking Dynasty Warriors game or something, yeah, like, years ago?
I posted this in our chat earlier today. So, in Samurai Warriors 5, Yasuke, who was a colored gentleman who was also a samurai, someone commented on this, so the game released in like 2021. Someone posted on this comment, posted on this picture saying, fuck, where is it? Facebook, you are the worst. Really, in his 3 years under Nobunaga's rule, he completely mastered the Japanese language and earned the rank of samurai. Where's your proof? He commented this today, 3 years after the post that was initially made. And then someone followed that up with...
fucking chill.
Oh, someone's like, you being upset about something from 3 years ago is so telling.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was just let it go. And it's like, and the guy, the original poster went, this is a slippery slope situation. Should people let it slide, it opens up the acceptance of the rewriting of history, which is bad for everyone.
Absolutely.
No one's rewriting history. Calm down.
Yeah, but like, no, they're right. They're literally trying to rewrite history by going to this Wikipedia page. Be like, duh. So, and then, but like, it's one of those things. If you ask their question, like, well, what's your issue with it? They go, well, they won't say it, but the answer is black. Like, that's their problem with it, right? You know, because these individuals, and I assume they're giant fucking weebs, so fuck them in general. But they're like, they have such a boner for what it means to be a samurai, because these fat neckbearded cunts, like, know what it means to be honorable and live the way of the samurai. Fuck them. Fucking waste of humans. Mute, we have books and historians to prove it. That's true. It's absolutely true. Mute, except Sony during E3 when giant crabs attacked Japanese beaches. Yeah, that probably wasn't all that, like, historically accurate.
Oh, you know, that might be at Summer Games Fest, talking about giant crabs on beaches. We may get more Death Stranding too.
Oh, ooh.
Alien.
Yes. You know what? I think you might be right. That might be the Alien PlayStation Kojima connection. Like,
bang on stage all the time.
That's true. They just wank each other off. Actually, saying that, though, like, I love Kojima. I think he's great. I love his work. I don't know what he does. I think he, like, if you want to talk about wanking, like, he does something to people. Like, I saw a video of, like, George Miller on the red carpet for Furiosa seeing Hideo Kojima and responding like it's this child that he lost 20 years ago that he's seeing again for the first time. He was like, oh, Hideo, oh, I've missed you. I'm like, Kojima's cool, but, like... What is it?
Have you seen Kojima's, like, one sentence review of Furiosa?
No, was it just I'm hard?
This is the pinnacle of cinematography.
Oh, actually, look, if it's I did see it getting a lot of tens, and I did really like obviously Fury Road.
Up until now, Fury Road was my number one movie. He's like, this just tops it.
Shit. Well, I guess we got to go see Furiosa. I want to see it. I like it. Because it's got that weird face chick for... That's a horrible sentence.
Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah, Chris Hemsworth. Chris Hemsworth, you know. Yeah, fuck, what's her name? She was in the...
Anna Taylor-Joy.
Yeah. Yes.
Queen's Gambit.
Yes, that one. Yeah. And then Chris Hemsworth's in it. He's cool. Obviously, George Miller's Australian. That's fun. Good film. also, Reverend... What? My reasoning of Shreya. Yeah. Reverend Puck also goes, they were also trying to tie the old quote, why was it okay for black samurai, but it was racist to set Resident Evil 6 in Africa, end quote. It wasn't. Only now it is, apparently. Because, spoilers, Max, I don't know whether you know this. So look, brace yourself. Brace yourself.
Lost plug us is not real.
There's black people in Africa. So if you set a game there... but also that, yeah, that place doesn't exist. That one. Africa, totally real, by the way. Just want to preface that. Totally real. Not a place. Yeah.
It's a way of life.
Yeah. Oh, god damn. You know, this is a long episode this week, and it's because we've been talking utter fucking nonsense.
I thought you medicated yourself.
I did, and it just made it worse. Well, see, that's the problem. The medication just channels my fucking weirdness. We're rather being sporadic and yawning the whole time. I don't think I yawned once episode. Hard cut to me yawning 19 times and not remembering. All right, Max. Let's wrap this up. Actually, we'll go. Hey, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us. Whatever, whatever. Nah, fucking Max.
Can you say good night? He just ends the stream. So good night.
Good night. Boop.
All right, everybody. This PlayStation conversation happens every Monday morning at 8 a.m. on podcast services, including Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and 9 a.m. on those you choose. If you'd like to join us in future conversations, come and check out our socials, Facebook, Discord, Instagram, and X. All of those links can be found in the description below.
If you want to join the conversation as it happens, be sure to head over to twitch.tv/popcultures where you can watch us record the show live, and you can jump in the chat and become part of the show. If you want to support the show, you can tell your friends, tell your family about this position pod. If you're listening to us on podcast services, be sure to give us a 5-star rating and a written review. If you watch us on YouTube, be sure to like, subscribe, and leave a comment below. I endeavor to answer every single comment. And if you want to support us financially, you can at patreon.com/popcultures. As well as our merchandise store, popcultures.com/shop, where you can buy shirts and other assorted shit with our logos on it. But until next week, I'm Ryan Betson.
I'm Max Cooper.
And that was For the Players. Can I press stop now?
Yeah, sure.